It's Thursday, March 26th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In Iran's attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus, the country has released 85,000 prisoners. Among them are 7 Christians. One freed Christian, Ramiel Bet Tamraz, was jailed along with family members for their involvement in house churches. Thankfully, Tamraz will not have to serve the rest of his 4-month sentence. Praise God for these releases. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Iran during this volatile time. Psalm 142, verse 7 says, "Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me." Last week, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom warned that the coronavirus pandemic is being attended by worsening persecution in countries like Communist China and the Muslim regime of Iran. In the U.S., church services have been disrupted by state bans on large gatherings. Pacific Justice Institute President Brad Dacus met with 500 pastors and religious leaders last Thursday to discuss the religious liberty ramifications of these bans. Many churches are willing to move their services online. Some states, though, like Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, have exempted religious gatherings from their stay-at-home orders. As of Monday, about 1.5 billion people around the world have been ordered to stay home in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Orders to stay home among U.S. states have affected 101 million Americans. Britain became the latest European country to go into lockdown, banning gatherings of over 2 people and even closing down places of worship. As of yesterday, COVID-19 cases had surpassed 470,000, with over 21,000 deaths worldwide. In America, 68,000 people have the virus, leading to 1,031 deaths. Last Friday, President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence joined 700 pastors in a prayer call organized by the Family Research Council for America during this time. President Trump thanked the pastors for their prayers.
I want to thank you all for praying for our country and for those who are sick. You do such an incredible job. You're very inspirational people. I'm with you all the way. You know that.
Vice President Pence recognized how important it was to Trump to be there.
As the president said, when I told him that I was going to be speaking to all of you in the midst of what you can imagine is an extraordinarily busy day, he looked at me and said, I have to find time. I need to find time. I know how much the prayers of all the people on this call mean to him, how much they mean to my little family.
Paul instructs us in Romans 12, verse 12, to be rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. The White House and Senate leaders reached an agreement yesterday on a $2 trillion bill to provide economic relief for the effects of the coronavirus outbreak after days of intense negotiations. It's being called the biggest rescue package in American history. The bill includes $377 billion in aid to small businesses, $100 billion to hospitals, and $150 billion for state and local governments. On Monday, Texas became the second state after Ohio to order abortion mills to stop killing babies in the womb in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Other states with similar orders include Mississippi and Louisiana. Abortion mills in Ohio, though, have refused to comply with the order. Learn how you can urge your governor and attorney general to close your state's abortion mills through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, Global Media Outreach, a ministry in online evangelism, reports a great increase in conversions as well as inquiries about God and the Bible now. Walt Wilson, the Global Media Outreach founder and chairman, told the Christian Post, quote, "Fear is a natural response to the coronavirus outbreak that none of us have encountered before. What we're seeing is millions of people open to talking about faith in the face of fear, and we're ramping up to be available for them," end quote. Global media outreach has gone from reaching 350,000 people per day to over 500,000 around the world in recent weeks. Hebrews 2 verse 15 says, Jesus came to release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 26th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.